Dear God, we thank you for the chance to study your word.
亲爱的主，我们为能够学习你话语的机会感谢。
As we study, help us to listen to you.
当我们学习的时候，求你让我们能听到你的声音。
And that we will apply what your word says to us.
把你的话语应用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
At the end of class last time, there was a question about loving our neighbor.
上个星期的时候，有一个问题就是问，就说爱你的邻舍。
I think that most people think of love primarily as an emotion.
可能很多人对爱的理解就是一种爱的感觉，爱意。
Now, it is true that there is emotion with love.
确实是，当你爱的时候是有感受的。
Our relationship with our husband or wife, our relationship with our children will include emotion.
我们和我们配偶的关系和我们子女的关系包括了这种感受情绪。
But love is more than emotion.
但是爱呢是超过了超比这个感受感觉更多。
The Bible tells us to love our neighbor.
圣经告诉我们要爱我们的邻舍。
It tells us to love our enemy.
他也告诉我们要爱我们的仇敌。
You can't choose emotion.
你没法选择你的感受。
I can't tell you right now, when I count to three, I want everyone in the class to become angry.
我不能命令你们说我数三下，我们现在的课堂里的每个人都应该变得很生气。
You can't command an emotion.
你没有办法去命令一种感那种情绪感受。
And so, since God commands love, it tells me that's not just an emotion, but it is an action, a choice that I make.
因为神命令我们要去爱，所以那个就不是说一种感受，而是一个行动，一个选择。
Regardless of how Jonah felt about Nineveh, he could choose to love them.
不管说约拿对尼尼微人的感受是什么，但是他可以选择去爱尼尼微人。
One way I know to love a person.
我知道我是不是爱一个人的一种方式，我就是。
Is when I choose to do what is for their good.
就是我选择去对他们有益的事情去。
Love desires the best for the person I love.
就是爱呢，就你就会去希望对方的那个最好的。
The good for Nineveh was to hear about God's mercy.
对尼尼微人的好处就是他们听到神的怜悯。
So no matter how Jonah felt, he could choose to bring a message of God's mercy.
所以不管那个约拿的感受是什么，但是他可以选择到尼尼微城，把神的信息告诉他们。
Now, it seems to me that when I have to love someone who is my enemy, someone who has mistreated me.
当我选择或者要去决定去爱一个我的敌人或者是对我不好的人。
I have to ask, if I felt love for this person, what would I do?
我要问的问题是，如果我能感觉到那种爱意，对这个人有心里有爱的话，我应该会，我会怎么做呢？
How would I treat them if I felt love for them?
如果我对他们心里是充满爱的，是有爱意的，那我会怎么对待他们呢？
Someone at the end of class asked about maybe someone like Hitler.
上个星期呢，我们有一个人大概问到说，像希特勒那样的人。
Hitler is not my neighbor. He's dead.
那个是不是就是爱邻舍，因为他已经死了？
So, I don't need to spend any energy thinking about, can I love Hitler?
我不需要花任何的精力去想说，哦，我是不是爱希特勒。
I must ask, how do I love other people around me?
我要问的是，我如何爱那些我身边的人，我周围的人。
I started to tell you about a lady that I knew from Germany.
我上次要讲到一个从德国来的女士。
She was hard to love.
她是很难让人爱起来的。
I don't know anyone who loved her.
我不认识一个人爱她。
Her husband did not.
她的先生不爱她。
I know that because he told me.
因为他告诉我了。
He said, no one can love my wife.
他说没有人可以爱我的这个。
She is terrible.
她真的很糟糕。
And so I began to ask myself, what would I do if I did love her?
所以我就问我自己，说如果我爱她，我会怎么做呢？
She talked all the time.
她一直在讲话。
No matter what you were doing, she would walk in and sit down and start to tell long stories.
不管你正在做什么，她进来就开始坐下来，可以给你讲她很长时间讲她的故事。
And one day I realized, if I loved her, I would stop and listen to her.
然后有一天我就意识到，如果我爱她，我就会停下来我手里的工作，然后就听她。
The next time she came,
那下一次她来的时候，我就停下来。
I began to find out that this woman was a very interesting woman.
然后呢，在我慢慢我就发现了，这个女士是挺有趣的一个人。
She had lived in Germany under Hitler.
她是在希特勒统治的时候在德国生活。
She had actually met Joseph Stalin.
她还见过斯大林。
The more I listened to her, the more I enjoyed hearing her stories.
我听她越多，我就越来越享受听她的故事。
But I still didn't love her.
但是我还是对他没有不爱他，没有那种爱意。You mean don't have the emotion of love, right?
I still did not really choose to love her.
但是我仍然没有真正选择去爱他。
And so I said, what would I do if I loved her?
然后我又问自己说，如果我爱他，我会怎么做？
And then I realized I would try to start to see life through her eyes.
然后我就说，我想要试图通过他的眼光来看生活。
Why is she so difficult?
为什么她这么难以相处呢？
So I began to try to find out.
所以我就想要发现是怎么回事。
I knew she hated Americans.
我知道她很不喜欢美国人，甚至憎恨美国人。
One reason people didn't like her, she lives in America and she always criticized Americans.
大家不喜欢的原因就是她住在美国，但是她却总是批评美国。
And then I found out that when she was a child during World War II,
然后我就后来发现呢，在二战她是孩子的时候，她还是小孩子的时候，
a bomb from an American plane burned her house down.
然后就是这个美国来的战斗机把她的房子给烧掉了。
I learned that she escaped from East Germany.
然后我也知道她从东德逃出来。
She lived as a refugee.
她是像难民，她就是难民。
And so she learned to push everyone away and to have no relationships.
所以她就学习到，就是慢慢的，就是把周围所有的人都推开，跟人没有关系。
I learned that she had a son who was very severely mentally disabled.
然后我知道她有个孩子，有个儿子，他精神上有很严重的疾病。
Who took constant care.
需要就是一直看着。
She had a very difficult life.
然后她有一个很艰难的生活。
I learned to love her.
我学习到去爱她。
Care.
Can you repeat that?
I learned to love her and treat her with care.
我就学习到去爱她，然后就是这样子去关心她。
Don't wait for emotion for your enemy.
不要说等着你对你的那个敌人仇敌有了这种爱意这种感受才去行动。
Instead, say, how would I treat them if I did love them?
你要做的是说问自己说如果我是爱他们的那我会怎么对待他们呢？
And then begin to do what you would do if you love them.
然后就开始就是采取行动，就是说采取那种你如果爱他们你就会做的那种行动。
And here is what often happens.
那个通常会发生的情况是怎么样呢？
Not always.
并不总是这样。
But many times if we take the actions we would do if we love the person, later the emotion begins to come.
通常呢就是当我们去采取就是去做那些如果我们爱他我们会做的那种事情那种行动的时候呢随后呢那个情绪那种对那个人爱的感受那种爱意就会出现。
As we begin to see them differently, we begin to feel love for them.
当我们看待他们不同的时候我们就会有这种爱的感觉爱的感受。
But even if you never feel the emotion,
就算你永远不会有这种爱意那种爱的感受
You are still obeying God's command to love your neighbor and love your enemy.
但是我们在顺服神的这个诫命就是要爱你的仇敌爱你的邻舍
Now today is our last day in the minor prophets.
今天是我们最后一次讲这个小先知书的最后一课
The book of the 12
是叫做十二先知书。
We are looking at four prophets.
我们今天要看四位先知，四位先知。
These are the prophets that ministered during the time after Judah came back from Babylon.
他们是在犹大从巴比伦回来，被掳之后回来的这些先知。
I have on the slide too a question mark by Joel because we are not sure where he goes.
约珥呢后边我画了一些那个问号因为我不知道约珥是从哪儿来的。
The other three we do know.
那剩下的三位先知我们都是知道他们从哪儿来的。
So Israel is taken into bondage in 587, 586.
以色犹大在公元前586年被掳。
Somewhere around 539, they begin to be allowed to come back.
大概公元前529年，他们可以回去。
We call this the time of the restoration.
我们称为这个是重建时期。
It is the time when the Persians are in control. Cyrus the Great.
就是那个时候是居鲁士做王，然后是波斯统治的时期，他们可以回去。
Now, you might think that when they come back, everything is very exciting.
你也许会觉得说、哦、他们现在回来了他们肯定每一件事情都令人兴奋。
That everyone is excited to return and life is good.
然后每个人都很高兴说他们现在要回家了然后现在生活就很美好。
But the reality is much different.
但是现实确实很不一样。
First of all, most of them are the grandchildren of the people who left, so they've never been in Jerusalem.
所以其中的很多回来的人呢，他们都是那些被掳之人的孙辈，所以他们从来没有去过耶路撒冷。
They come back and find the city is in absolute ruins.
他们回去以后呢，发现这个城市简直就是一片荒凉，就是。
Other people have built houses.
然后别的民族的人已经在那里建了房子。
And they say, this is our property.
然后you mean the Israel? 这犹大人就说这是我们的土地。
And so, life is very hard.
所以呢在那里的生活很艰难。
They become very discouraged.
他们就很灰心。
These four prophets bring God's message during that time.
就是在这段时期呢，这四位先知给百姓带来神的信息。
The first one, slide three, quickly the book of Joel.
第一个就是讲这个约珥书。
The book of Joel is bringing the message, the day of the Lord.
约珥书的主题是耶和华的日子。
And he is, it's a very strange little book.
这是一个很奇怪的一本小小的书，比较篇幅比较短的书信。
Because he begins by telling about a locust plague that has come on the land.
因为他首先讲到的是，在那个土地上所发生的蝗灾。
And he describes these locusts that are destroying their crops.
他在描述这些把他们的庄稼都毁了这个蝗虫。
And he says to them, you must repent.
他宣之于耳说你们必须要悔改。
And up to that point, it seems like it is a message just for long, long ago.
到那个直到那一点呢好像这个信息只是给很久以前的人的。
But then in chapter 2, he explains why this is so important.
在第二章他就开始讲说为什么这个这么重要。
Because he says the locust plague is just a picture of the day of the Lord that is coming.
这个他说蝗灾不过是要来的主的耶和华的日子前面一个预兆一个好像一个影像似的。
God is going to come and he is going to judge.
神会来他会审判。
And so he describes the coming of the day of the Lord.
所以他就描述了就是耶和华的日子。
And he says to them in chapter 2 verse 12.
他在第二章十二节这样说。
Here is what you must do.
你们要做的是。
This is how to get ready for the day of the Lord.
你是这样的才可以不要让耶和华的日子降临。
Return to me.
他说你们应当一心归向我。
Rend your hearts, repent, not just your garments. Don't just go through actions.
你们要撕裂衣服，不撕裂，撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，不是光走这种形式，不是把你的衣服撕裂。
Repent and return to the Lord.
就是要归向耶和华你们的神。
And if you will do that,
如果你们这样做的话，
He is gracious and merciful.
神是他有恩典，有怜悯。
He is slow to anger.
不轻易发怒。
Abounding in steadfast love.
有丰盛的慈爱。
And so he says, if you will repent.
所以他说如果你们就是悔改。
God will restore you.
神会重建你们。
Verse 25.
第二章二十五节。
I will give back to you the years that the locust has eaten.
那些年被蝗虫所吃的我要补还你们。
28, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
28节我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Here is the message of Joel.
约珥书的信息就是。
Slide 5, the day of the Lord is going to include three things.
耶和华的日子包括三件事情。
It's going to include blessing on the people who have been faithful to God.
是包括对神忠心之人的祝福。
But it's going to bring judgment that brings cleansing to God's people.
也会对神的百姓带来这个审判，带这个审判是洁净。
And it's going to bring judgment on those who don't repent.
对不悔改之人是会有审判。
Now, that means the day of the Lord is going to bring three very different responses.
所以呢，耶和华的日子会带来三种很不同的反应。
Some people are going to be blessed.
有些人是会被祝福。
Some people will suffer, but it will bring cleansing in their life.
有些人会受苦，但是会洁净他们的生命。
And some people will be judged and destroyed.
有些人是会被审判，甚至被毁灭。
Now you might say, how do we know which we will be?
然后你也许会问说，那我到底是属于哪一类呢？
Here is Joel's answer.
这约珥的这个答案就是回复就是。
You determine which of these will you will have.
你决定你自己到底是会有什么样的结果。
If you are faithful,
如果你是那个忠心的人。
If you respond to the trouble, he will cleanse you through the trouble.
如果你对这个灾难难处呢，你有回应，那你神就会洁净你。
And if you refuse to repent, it will bring judgment.
如果你拒绝悔改，那就会遭致审判。
Let me show you what I mean.
让我给你讲这到底什么意思。
Verse 28, chapter 2, verse 28.
第二章二十八节说。
When is the first time in the Bible that we see this verse fulfilled?
我们什么时候看到就是这句经文被实现呢？什么时候在圣经里边第一次看到这句经文被实现？ In the Pentecost?
At Pentecost.
我说是五旬节。
Peter says, today you are seeing this fulfilled.
彼得说在五旬节彼得说你们今日看到这句经文被实现了。
Here's what I want you to see.
我想要大家看的是
That day was a day of blessing on the 120 who had been faithful and who were gathered together.
在五旬节的那天对这个120个聚在一起的人那天这个是一个祝福。
But then there were 3,000 who heard the message and they turned and they were cleansed.
然后那120个是忠心的人但是还有3000人呢他们听到这个信息呢他们就回转他们就被洁净。
And there were others who did not repent. They went away and those are the ones who become the enemy of God in Acts, fighting his purpose.
然后呢还有一些人就听了以后呢他们就走了然后他们就是变成了神的敌人他们就是也是福音的在后边福音的敌人。
And so how we respond to God's message is going to determine its result in our life.
所以呢我们对神的信息如何回应会最后决定我们最后所面临的结果。
Now let me move to the next.
我们看下一张图片。
And before I talk about the prophets, I want to talk about a term that you should always be aware of when you read it in these books.
当我们讲小先知书的这些先知的时候呢我有一种有一个词语我们要读的时候要注意到这一个词语。
I will tell you that for 40 years I read the Bible and never noticed these words.
我读圣经40年但是我从来没有去注意过这个词。
The Lord of Hosts.
他称为万军之耶和华。
When I saw that word, I would just think, yes, that's God.
然后我看到这个词我就想哦那是神。
I never really thought about why that is the title.
我从来没有想过说为什么这样称呼神。
It is used 235 times.
在圣经中出现过235次。
Most of those in the prophets.
通常是出现在先知书中。
And almost half or a third in just 3 little books.
但是这个其中有大概有三分之一圣经中出现的有三分之一就出现的这三本这个先知书。
These are small little books.
这是那个篇幅比较短的小先知书。
And a third of the verses in these books have this word, this term.
但是在这个里边有三分之一的这个万军之耶和华出现了三分之一出现在这里。
Why is this so often?
我就在想说为什么在这些小先知书这三本书里边它出现的频率这么高呢?
As I was reading, I was highlighting like I've suggested you to do. And this time I was highlighting Lord of Hosts.
所以这一次呢我读这三本书的时候我就把这个万军之耶和华用高光笔画出来。
And I kept highlighting.
然后我就不断的画。
Just let me show you. Go to Malachi.
比如说我们到这个马拉基书。
Over and over he will say, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts.
他一次又一次的说万军之耶和华万军之耶和华。
Verse 4.
Which chapter?
Chapter 1.
第一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
还有第一章第四节第六节
Verse 8
第八节
Verse 9
第九节
Verse 10
第十节
Verse 11
第十一节
Verse 14I'm sorry, I skipped Verse 13
第十三节
Verse 14
第十四节
over and over.
所以一次又一次的。
And I said, why these three little books?
我说为什么就这三本小先知书，这个短短的三本书。
It's because, I think it's because these come out of this time of the return.
因为这个就是在他们被掳后期归回之后的这个时期出现的。
You see, the word host is a military word.
这个万军，这个军队是一个军队上的用语。
It is the army.
就是说是一个军队。
It is the host of Assyria and the host of Babylon.
它比如说是亚述的军队和巴比伦的军队。
And they completely destroyed Judah.
他们完全的就是毁灭了犹大。
We have a similar word when we have talked in history books, talk about Genghis Khan and the hordes that he brought that swept through the northern China.
在历史上面我们会讲过，就是成吉思汗他跟他的蒙古大军就是整个横扫中国的北方。
It's the same idea.
这个是同样的一个意思。
An army so big that you cannot stop it.
叫大军，就是说这个军队这么太多了，你根本没有办法停止它。
They've destroyed Israel and Judah.
他们就完全的毁灭了这个以色列跟犹大。
And now Judah is back home. The people of Judah have come back.
但是现在犹大的这个人呢，又回到了他们的故土。
But they have no king.
他们没有王。
They don't even have their own government.
他们也没有自己的政府。
They have no army.
他们也没有军队。
And so these prophets over and over say, the Lord is the head of our army.
所以呢，这些先知就一次又一次地告诉他们说，耶和华是我们军队的元帅。
He is the one who will protect us.
他是那位要保护我们的人，他是那位要保护我们的。
So when they heard this term, Lord of Hosts,
所以当他们听到这个词万军之耶和华的时候，
they were saying, this is our army who will fight for us.
他就说这个是我们的军队，是要为我们而征战。
These books are great books of hope.
所以这些书就是带来盼望的一个充满希望的这个先知书。
So let's look at them.
所以让我们来看这些词语。
Haggai.
在哈该书里。
The theme of the book is rebuilding the temple.
哈该书的这个主题就是重建圣殿。
I'm looking at Haggai and Zechariah together.
所以我们把哈该和撒加利亚一起看。
Because they both preach at the same time.
因为他们两个是在同一个时间传道讲道传道的。
It is 520 BC.
是公元前520年。
The people have been back for 15 years.
这些百姓归回，被掳的百姓归回已经有15年了。
50,000 exiles had returned.
大概是有5万被掳的犹太人回来了。
But they found a city that was in ruins.
但是他们发现这个城市都是在一片荒堆荒凉。
They started to rebuild the temple and ran into trouble.
他们想要重建圣殿，但是碰到麻烦。
They quit.
然后他们就停下来了。
And in 520 BC, the temple is still in ruins.
但是在公元前520年，这个圣殿仍是一片瓦砾。
And so Haggai comes to prophesy.
然后哈该就来预言，做先知预言。
Now if you like history, you will like his book, because he always tells us exactly what day he preached.
如果你喜欢历史，你肯定会喜欢他的这个先知书，因为他就很明确地记下来他是哪一天说预言的。
If you move his dates to a modern calendar,
如果你把他的这个日历用现在的日历来看的话。
Slide 9, he preaches on August 29th, 520 BC.
他第一次那个讲道是在公元前8月29号。
He begins to preach.
他就开始讲道。
And each of his messages,
他的每一个信息
is to encourage them in rebuilding the temple.
是鼓励百姓重建圣殿。
And so, if you will go to slide 10.
我们看下一章第十章幻灯片。
Four messages.
有四个信息。
Chapter 1, he says, you must have the right priorities.
在第一章，哈该书第一章是说，你们必须要有一个正确的优先次序。
God does not accept second place.
神不会接受说把神放在第二位。
But God requires to be first in our life.
神的要求是他要在我们的生命中居首位。
They begin to work.
然后他们就开始工作了。
They begin building.
他们就开始建造。
And soon they become discouraged.
很快他们又灰心了。
And the reason they are discouraged is they look at the foundations of the new temple.
灰心的原因是他们看到这个新建的这个圣殿的这个根基。
Now, if you know about building,
如果你知道建筑的话
I don't.
我是不了解。
But if you know about building, you can look at the foundation and you will know the size of the building.
如果你是懂建筑的话，你就光看看这个地基，你大概就知道这个将来这个建筑这个建筑物有多大。
There were some old men there.
他们有些老人在那里。
They remembered the old temple that had been torn down, destroyed 67 years before.
他们那些老人他们记得就是说67年之前那个被毁掉的那个旧的圣殿。所罗门的圣殿。
They remember that temple.
他们记得那个当时的圣殿。
They remember how big it was and how beautiful.
他们记得那个圣殿当时有多大多宏伟。
And they look at this foundation.
然后他们看看现在的地基。
And they begin to weep.
他们就开始痛哭。
They say, oh, this is going to be small.
他们就是这么小。
This is nothing.
这简直什么都不是。
And so Haggai says to them,
所以哈该就对他们说,
be strong.
他们说你们要刚强。
Don't be discouraged.
不要灰心。
And then he gives them this wonderful promise.
然后这个时候神给了他们一个奇妙的应许。
He says, the glory of this house will be greater than the glory of the first temple.
他说这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
They are looking at the foundation and they say, this will never be as wonderful as Solomon's temple.
他们看看这个地基就说这个永远也不会说像所罗门的这个圣殿那么宏伟那么。
Haggai says,
哈该说不要灰心。
This temple will have greater glory than Solomon's.
这个殿的荣耀要大过所罗门的圣殿的荣耀。
Now you might think, how is that possible?
然后你可能会说，那怎么可能呢？
Because the second temple was never as big or had as many riches as Solomon's temple.
因为第二个圣殿从来没有说像所罗门的圣殿那么大，有那么多的财宝在里边。
But if you go to Luke chapter 2,
但是如果你去路加福音第二章
We see something very wonderful.
我们看到一些很奇妙的事情。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Mary and Joseph bring the baby Jesus to the temple.
玛利亚跟约瑟带着婴孩耶稣到圣殿去。
This is the temple that Haggai is talking about.
这个就是哈该所谈论的这个圣殿。
The temple that he says will see greater glory than the first temple.
他说这个殿后来的荣耀要大于先前的殿。
At the temple, Simeon, the old man, takes the baby in his arms.
在这个圣殿里边，老这个先知西面就抱着 有就是西面就抱着耶稣。
And he prays, verse
30,
my eyes have seen your salvation.
他就开始歌颂神说，我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
And look at verse 32.
就看那个路加福音二章三十二节。
A light for the Gentiles.
是照亮外邦人的光。
And glory to your people Israel.
又是你民以色列的荣耀。
Haggai said, this temple will see greater glory than the first temple.
哈该说，这个圣殿所见到的荣耀要大过所罗门的圣殿的荣耀。
And when they bring the baby to the temple, baby Jesus.
当他们把婴孩耶稣带到这个圣殿的时候，
That promise is fulfilled.
那个应许就被实现了。
The temple sees greater glory than Solomon.
这个圣殿所见到的荣耀大过所罗门圣殿的荣耀，所见到的荣耀。
The third message in Haggai.
这个第三，哈该书的第三个信息是，
The people are working on the temple.
这些百姓在重建圣殿。
But some of them are disobeying God's laws.
但是其中有些人他们在违背神的律法。
And Haggai says to the people,
然后哈该对百姓说，
Your obedience, your life is more important than the work that you do.
你的生活，你对神的顺服胜过你所做的工。
If a pastor is doing God's work in the church,
如果一个牧师在教会里工做神的工，
But he is living a sinful life,
但是他却过一个有罪的生活。
God is not pleased.
神不会喜悦。
Obedience is more important than our work.
顺服比我们的工作，我们为神所做的工更重要。
And then the last message he gives.
最后一个他给的信息就是，
Remember, this is a people in a city that is very weak.
你要知道这些百姓是住在一个就是没有什么防护的城市里边。
Nehemiah has not yet come and built the wall, so they have no wall around the city.
这时候尼希米还没回来，就是建那个耶路撒冷的城墙，所以他们没有是没有城墙的。
They have no army.
他们也没有军队。
They are surrounded by their enemies.
他们周围围绕的都是他们的仇敌。
And they are afraid.
他们是害怕的。
Haggai says.
然后哈该对他们说。
This is what God says.
神是这样如此说。
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Declares the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies.
万军之耶和华说。
I have chosen you.
我拣选你。
I will make you like my signet ring.
我必以你为印记。
That was a sign of ownership.
这个是表示说就是这个主权。
Haggai says, you don't need to be afraid.
哈该说你们不需要害怕。
When you look around you and you see all of your enemies,
当你看你周围的这个所有这么多敌人围绕你的时候，
understand.
你要知道，
you are mine.
你属于我。
You are on my signet ring. I have marked you as mine.
你在我的这个就是印记上，你在我手上所戴的戒指，你是我的印，我已经标出字出来说你是属于我的。
And all of my armies.
我所有的军队比这些都强壮。
Haggai, these last verses are very, very encouraging verses.
哈该书的最后一句经文是非常鼓励人心的一句。
Because many times we look around us and the enemies of the church seem stronger than the church.
然后我们就看看我们周围好像那个教会的仇敌都比教会要强盛。
It is because we forget that we have been chosen by the Lord of hosts.
那是因为我们忘记了我们被万军之耶和华所拣选。
Many times I listen to Christians talk, I read what they say, sometimes even what they preach.
然后我常常看就是基督徒所写的，我也看他们所说的，甚至是一些讲道讲的。
And they are afraid.
他们很害怕。
Our government is going to give us trouble.
我们的政府会给我们麻烦。
There is disease. There is natural disasters.
有疾病，有灾祸，有天灾。
Christians become afraid.
然后基督徒就开始心里恐惧。
Here is what we must remember.
这是我们必须要记住的。
From the minor prophet Haggai.
从这个小先知哈该书里。
The Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华。
Who is stronger than any government.
他比任何的政府都更强壮。
Who is stronger than any disease.
比任何的瘟疫都更强，都更有力。
Who is stronger than nature.
他比任何的这个自然灾害都更，他都在他的掌控之中，都更强壮。
The Lord of hosts says to the Christian.
这个万军之耶和华对基督徒说。
I have chosen you.
我拣选了你。
I have made you like a signet ring.
我让你以你为印。
You are mine.
你属于我。
You don't need to be afraid.
你不需要害怕。
You belong to me.
你属于我。
That's the message from Haggai.
这是哈该书所给我们的信息。
Now, for the sake of time, I am skipping over Zechariah.
所以因为时间的关系我就跳过就不讲撒迦利亚书。
Not because he is unimportant.
并不是因为撒迦利亚不重要。
But it is the same time and same message as Haggai.
因为他是跟哈该是同时期同样的信息。
I gave you the slides that you can get used that summarizes the message.
我有这个幻灯片，大家可以看到这个撒迦利亚书的这个就是它的大纲，它的概要。
To give you more details.
会给你这个幻灯片里有更多的这个细节。
But I want to jump to Malachi.
现在我们要需要跳到马拉基书。
Malachi comes somewhere around the middle of the 5th century.
大概马拉基书是在公元前五世纪的中期成书的。
Probably, he is after Haggai.
What? Can you...
He is after Haggai.
他是在哈该之后。
He is before Nehemiah.
但是他在尼希米之前。
He is talking to this same group of people.
他的受众是同一群百姓。
And his message is different.
他的信息是不同的。
Haggai and Zechariah's message is encouragement.
哈该跟撒迦利亚的信息是要鼓励，是鼓励的信息。
Malachi's message is warning.
但是马拉基的信息是警告。
Because already the people are beginning to fall back into some of the same sins.
因为呢，百姓已经开始回到过去所犯的同样的罪里边。
And so Malachi brings a series of six short messages.
然后呢，马拉基就讲了六个短的信息。
I'm only going to go through probably one, maybe two of these.
我只能讲一到两个信息。
Slide 18. Every one of them follows the same pattern.
这六个这个信息呢，他们的这个模式都是一样的。
God makes a statement.
第一个就是神陈述一件事。
The people ask a question to argue with God.
然后这些百姓呢，就问一个问题跟神辩论，跟神争辩。
And God answers.
然后神又回应。
Let me give you an example.
让我给大家一个例子。
Let's take the second one.
比如说第二个这个驳斥。
God said to the people, I love you.
神对百姓说 ,that's the first one, 说我爱了你们。
I took care of you.
我照料了你们。
I destroyed your enemy.
我毁灭了你们的敌人。
Actually, I do want to go back to the first one for a moment.
现在我们讲的第一个是。
Because there is something that's important to understand.
因为有一点就是很要很重要要我们要了解。
God says, I love you. I've loved you.
神说我爱了你们，我爱了你们。
And the people are standing there in a country that is in ruins.
但是那个百姓呢，就站在一个被毁的一个城市里边，城里边。
No army, no walls, no protection.
没有军队，没有城墙，没有保护。
And they say, How have you loved us?
然后百姓说，你怎么爱我们呢？
This doesn't look like love.
这看起来一点也不像爱呀。
And God says,
然后神说,
I love Jacob.
因为我爱了雅各。
But Esau, I hated.
但是却恶以扫, 恶以扫。
Now many people misread that verse.
很多人呢就把这句经文就误读了。
Because they don't hear it like a Jewish person would have heard it.
因为他们听到这句话的时候，他们跟那个当时的犹太人所听的是不一样，不是让他们那样听。
But if you read the rest of the paragraph, you will understand.
但如果你把整段读下来，你就会了解。
Jacob is Israel.
因为以色列就是雅各，雅各就是以色
列。They are the descendants of Jacob.
这以色列人是雅各的后代。
Esau is Edom.
以扫就是以东。
Edom was the descendants of Esau.
所以以东人呢就是以扫的后代。
The enemy of Judah, of Israel.
以东人呢是犹大是以色列人的这个敌人。
When Babylon attacked Jerusalem, the Edomites cheered for them.
所以当那个巴比伦来攻打耶路撒冷的时候呢，这个以东人在为他们欢呼，在给他们加油。
And then after the people were carried away, the Edomites came in and took part of the land and the property.
然后呢，当那个犹太人、犹大人他们被掳走了，离开耶路撒了，被掳了之后呢，这以东人就下来占了他们的一些城地方。
And so here, God is not looking back to Jacob and Esau. He's talking to them right then.
神不是在讲雅各和以扫，他是在讲现在的那个时期，就那个是被掳之后的时期。
I love you.
神说我爱了你们。
I've protected you.
因为我保护了你们。
And I have hated, I have punished your enemy that attacked you, Edom, Esau.
我厌恶那些就是攻击你们并且你们的敌人这个以东人。
So then in the second question, or second argument.
所以第二个这个驳斥这种辩论就是在就是 just go.
God says, since I love you.
神说因为我爱你们。
Since I am your father and your master.
因为我是你们的父亲和主人。
You should honor me.
你们应该尊重我。
And instead you despise me.
但是你们却藐视我。
And they say, how have we despised you?
然后百姓就说我们在何事上藐视你了。
And he says, look at what you bring as offerings.
神说你看看你们带来献祭的东西是什么呢？
Now remember, this book comes after the temple is rebuilt.
这个书信呢是写在这个圣殿被第二个圣殿被重建之后。
So now they have a temple.
现在他们是有一个圣殿。
And when they get ready to bring in a sacrifice,
当他们要带祭牲来献祭的时候，
they look at their sheep.
他们就看他们的羊群。
And they find one that is sick.
然后他们找一个生病的羊。
They say, ah, that one is going to die soon.
说那个羊反正快死了。
Let's give it to God for a sacrifice.
让我把这个献给神做献祭。
And God says, why would you do this?
神说你为什么要这样做呢？
If you went to visit the governor,
如果你要去拜访这个省长，
and you were to bring him a gift,
你要带给他一个礼物。
Would you give him the worst gift you could have, give?
你要给他你所能有最糟糕的你能发现的礼物吗？
No, you would bring the best.
你不会的，你会带你最好的东西给他。
And God says,
神说,
to them and to us,
对他们也对我们说,
to honor God,
去荣耀神, 尊荣神,
we must give him our best.
我们必须要把最好的献给他。
We don't give him the leftover.
我们不把这个剩下的不要的给他。
But we give him our best.
我们把我们最好的献给他。
Malachi, the whole book, is about how do we honor God.
这个马拉基书的整本书都在讲我们如何来尊荣神，荣耀神。
In our worship.
在我们的敬拜中。
When I teach a class for church musicians.
当我在讲跟那个教会的这个音乐施工的人讲课的时候。
I always teach them from Malachi.
我总是从马拉基书开始讲。
Because if I do not practice to do my best for worship, I am saying to God, here is my sick lamb that I am bringing to you.
如果我不是说把我练习，就是说从马拉基书把我最好的献给神，那就是说哦，这是我剩下的我给你，就是这样对神说。
When I have taught for pastors, I have said to them, if you only prepare at the last minute, you are saying to God, here is my leftover lamb.
我对他们说，如果你在给牧师讲课的时候，我就说，如果你总是讲到最后一分钟才准备，那你其实是在对神说，哦，这是我不要的，我余剩的给你。
And I will say to you, if you are a worshiper,
如果你是一个敬拜神的人，我对你说，
if you give your best to 6 days a week,
如果你把你最好的在一星期中六天给神,
and then you come to church and you are too tired to worship,
然后你六天就是说一直在忙的工作，然后你星期天去教会，你太累了，都没法敬拜,
maybe,
也许,
you are saying to God,
你对神说,
here is a lamb that was going to die. I will give it to you.
哦，反正这个羊快死了，所以我把这个献给你。
Malachi says God deserves our best.
马拉基说神配得我们最好的。
He gave his best for us.
神把他最好的给了我们。
We should give our best back to him.
我们也要把我们最好的给他。
Now I want to finish going to the last slide.
我们要看最后一张那个幻灯片。
To the last verse in the Old Testament.
就是马拉圣旧约里的最后一句经文。
God says,
神说,
I am sending you Elijah, the prophet.
Which verse?
No. Verse 5.
看哪，耶和华，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
Before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
看哪，在耶和华大而可畏的日子。
He will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
Lest I come and strike the land with utter destruction.
免得我来咒诅遍地。
At the end of the Old Testament,
在旧约结束的时候，
God says,
神说，
I am going to send a prophet to prepare the way.
我会送一位先知来预备道路。
And then I am going to send my day, the day of the Lord.
然后我会在耶和华的日子，我的日子来，让一切结束。
After that message,
在那个卖信息之后，
Israel will have 400 years in which there is no prophet.
以色列呢，有400年的时间。
And then John the Baptist will come.
然后就是司洗约翰就出现了。
He will be the new Elijah.
他会成为这个新的以利亚。
Who will prepare the way for Messiah.
要为弥赛亚预备道路。
So next week I'm going to look at that transition.
下个星期我们会看中间的这个过渡时期。
And then we are going to go into the New Testament.
然后我们就会开始讲新约。
I cannot stay today for questions.
今天没有时间问问题。
So what I would like to do is, if you have any questions, please give them to Sister Lei.
所以有问题就交给我。
She will send them to me.
我会把问题发给麦牧师。
And then I can start next class by answering them.
所以下个星期开始我就回答问题。
But I have to go take care of this today.
我今天必须要赶快走。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。